Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. The passage for today is going to come from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, and we are going to pick it up in verse 29. When the offering was finished, the king and all who were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. And Hezekiah the king and the officials commanded the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed down and worshipped. Then Hezekiah said, "You have now consecrated yourselves to the Lord. Come near, bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the house of the Lord." And the assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings, and all who were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. The number of the burnt offerings that the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. And all these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. And the consecrated offerings were 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few and could not flay all the burnt offerings. So until other priests had consecrated themselves, their brothers the Levites helped them until the work was finished. For the Levites were more upright in heart than the priests in consecrating themselves. Besides the great number of burnt offerings, there was the fat of the peace offerings, and there were the drink offerings for the burnt offerings. Thus the service of the house of the Lord was restored, and Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced because God had provided for the people, for the thing came about suddenly. This here is a picture of Old Testament revival. And if you know anything about the book of 2 Chronicles, it is kind of doubling back on the story that is told in 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings. And we see the restoration of proper worship under one of Judah's good kings. This is Hezekiah. And basically, when he takes over the throne, he restores temple worship. He hires people to clean it out and to reconsecrate it. And what happens is God sends revival. And so they have a worship service. And I just some observations here from this passage that I read this morning in my devotions and wanted to share. They had a worship service. And what are they singing? It says they're singing the words of David and Asaph the seer. Well, we know those words. We can go find them. They're from the book of Psalms. When they're worshiping, they are using the language of the Psalms. So like this Old Testament revival, when we want to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, we want to sing the words of God. We want to sing scriptural truths, biblical truths back to God. And the fact that we can sing to the Lord the same words that were happening in this Old Testament worship service is pretty amazing and inspires me as a worship leader and as a worshiper to be biblical in the way that we worship, to sing psalms. Like the New Testament says, to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We want to have different kinds of expressions of worship to the Lord, but being thoroughly biblical in the words that we sing. And worth noting that when they do the sacrifice, this is not a community sacrifice, Hezekiah is inviting the people to say, those of you who feel led, offer a sacrifice. And it says in verse 31 here, and all who were of a willing heart brought sacrifice. These are the kind of worshipers that we want to be, those who have given our heart to the Lord, that God has captured our hearts. Like Pastor Todd said all the time, God's not after your money, he's after your heart. But when God has your heart, you are going to want to give. And that's exactly what is happening here, is the physical and financial even expression of a changed heart, a changed life, because they have encountered God. People give. And it says here that there weren't enough priests to handle all of the offerings that were brought by God's people. Because, and again, this is the Lord. The biblical author gives God credit, the very last verse we read. And Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced because God had provided for the people, for this thing had come about suddenly, that many people, lives were changed. And what changed the situation here? What was one of the practical changes that brought about this revival? You had a leader who took the Lord seriously, who wanted the people to worship the Lord, who wanted to worship the God of heaven, who didn't equivocate, who didn't compromise, but worshiped the Lord only. And because of that, people were freed up to worship, to encounter the Lord that might not have otherwise. So the good of having a godly leader who uses their authority to call people back to gospel-centered biblical worship. So, Lord, we thank you for this picture of Old Testament revival, God, and we pray that you would do the same work in our day. Lord, may our leaders be so thoroughly immersed in love for you that you've captured their hearts. We pray for our elders. We pray for our pastors of Bible Fellowship Church. Lord, we pray that you would help me and help us to sing biblically, to worship biblically about the truth of who you are, God, and grow our love for you because you first loved us. God, that you would so capture our hearts that our lives but can't help but reflect that reality, that we would take actions, that our faith would not be without works, God, but that they would be motivated by a love of who you are and what you've done in our lives. Well, thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.